What's up, you guys? It's Janelle
and Chanel,
and this is our chat room. So like, let me ask you, have you ever used a man for money?
Yes, I have. I actually used a guy for money because I needed to fix my car.
So, hey, what's up, you guys? It's the chat room. I'm Janelle.
And this is Chanel, and today's topic is why did I get married? Today we're going to have two special guests with us today, but right now we're going to get right into the rundown.
So, as you guys know, there's been a lot of controversy going on with this Gucci and Prada, and I think it's another name brand, but I'm not really sure what the other one is. But apparently Gucci released a sweater on their social media account that it was a black sweater, and it was it pulled over the young lady's face, and it had like red lips, and it looked like blackface. So once this was released, everyone pretty much went crazy, saying that they're racist, they're discriminating against black people, and pretty much T.I., the rapper, he posted on his social media and said, everyone do not wear Gucci for at least 3 months. I think he was going to do longer than that, but you know, we got to work with 3 months first, and then we'll see how that go, because you know how black people live. There's something to be going on. Child ain't bringing them prices down. They don't give a damn.
Well, they're not going to have nothing being sold. So it's like,
you still got all those rich people who will continue to buy.
A lot of the people that be buying, though, is black people.
I mean, but even more, that's right.
We're a big consumer in this country. We're big consumers.
Well, it's still going on to this day. And I don't know if you heard about Floyd Mayweather. Apparently, they TMZ caught up with him at the Gucci store and was asking him his intake, his take on the whole situation. And he was pretty much like, I do what I want to do. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't care about none of this. And that sparked a lot of controversy, because it's like, you're a rich black man. You should be trying to stand behind us in a situation like this. And T.I. came for him. And it was a whole bunch of mess, child.
Like, I wonder who else, because, you know, Mayweather, he has probably hasn't even really spoken about it. He just got caught in a Gucci store. It's like, I wonder how many other people are going in a Gucci store still. And it's like, do they even know what's going on? Or, like, are they going to really be like, okay, I guess I'm not wearing my Gucci
anymore? I feel
no
like
more.
This is a situation that was like, what was that store? H&M.
Oh, yeah, H&M with the
yes, the little monkey shirt, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it was riding for a little while. Like, people wasn't going to H&M, and, you know, people were upset about
it.
People still going in that store.
Oh, okay.
People still going. I feel like stuff is like a trend. People will be so upset about it in the moment, but once a couple of weeks pass by and people forget about it, it's like, whatever, like it never happened, which is very terrible. And I feel like no one should wear Gucci, especially black people, if they would do something so disrespectful.
Right. I never really liked high designers like that anyway. I like how it looks, but I've always been thinking, like, would I really pay that much? Like, I could do so much more of my money. And it's like, I just felt like, dang, do these people even, it just, and I guess it never really felt right. I think because of the price, really. They have the price that high for certain people. And the fact that a poor person could spend the same amount of money as a rich person just to be seen. And a rich person is kind of like, this is like gas money. But we spend the same amount of money.
We will spend our rent money.
For this stuff. And the only reason why we're spending it is because we want people to look at it and be like, oh, she got money or he got money. And it's sad. It's like, dang. Like, and these people looking at us like, we got money. We got your money. Like, thank you for making me richer.
Well, another thing that's been really going on in social media is this R. Kelly situation. As you guys know, a couple weeks ago, probably like a month ago, there was a documentary that was released, and it was like a 5-part documentary, and it was pretty much about him pretty much having sexual relations with underage girls, holding girls hostage, apparently. Well, to me, it's not really hostage, because you're going on your own free will. I'm sorry, that's not hostage. But that's what the documentary was pretty much about. And apparently, recently, there was a new video that was discovered recently with him and an underage girl.
Right. I haven't even seen that.
Yeah, like, it's pretty much out there. I haven't seen it yet, but they're pretty much, they're investigating it to see who the girl is, you know what I mean, what's going on. And so it's actually coming up again, because I feel like after the documentary, it kind of died down a little bit. No one, I haven't heard anybody really talking about it.
He
up
again? I'm like, dang, he in the topics again? He trending again? Like, okay, what happened this time?
Yeah, I mean, because that was a serious thing that was going on. Like, everybody was talking about
it. What happened now?
For me, did you watch it?
The documentary?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, I watched part one. When I watched part one, I'm not even going to lie, I didn't believe it. I was like, man, these girls could be lying. We don't know. People could say anything and people just believe it. Mm-hmm. But once I started watching episode 2, 3, 4, I was like, okay, this man's crazy. No, he's crazy. He's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people should have, the parents should have done something about it long time ago before this documentary even came right out. And in my opinion, I feel like
this age difference is like ridiculous. Like this big age gap. Like, yeah. The age he is and those girls, and like even how is it acceptable back then.
Right. And you know what's so like, funny about
it's
it?
It's crazy.
We're, he was doing this 10, 15 years
exactly
ago. Exactly. And no one made a big deal about it. Exactly. But all of a sudden,
it's a big deal
and it's a problem. It's so many rappers and actresses and actors who do this.
Yeah.
But no one is really bringing it to the light. No one's getting really caught with it. Because no one, it's like mm-hmm. a unsaid type of thing. No one wants to speak on
and
it.
And we're getting like so developed more, like young girls that at the age 13, 14.
You got titties, you got ass, you out
and
there.
And even though they're young, they're still, you know, fornicating. And it is what it is. They're not mentally ready for that stuff, but their body is. And that's what the guys are looking at. But the parents should have definitely been, I feel like, more involved. Like, and if they was, it doesn't seem like they was in it for the right reasons. Like,
yeah, no. I feel like they pretty much was in it because they wanted a check. They wanted money. They wanted their kid to be put on pretty much.
Like, oh, it's nothing, you know, just 13, whatever, you know? Like, you're not going to do anything, you know? And it's probably, they're probably, like, kind of turned their head to it, too. Probably didn't really know what was going on or what could possibly happen and just kind of just trusted this man with their child.
I don't trust nobody with my child.
Sign this contract, she's good, or whatever the case may be, and boom, take my daughter for the day or two, whatever. Like, and she's like, okay, mom.
I couldn't even imagine it.
No, I don't care if you pay me $1 million.
Not my daughter, though.
You're not taking my daughter nowhere. Especially the fact that in the documentary, the parents were saying that they knew about his past. They knew about the sex tape he did years ago. But they didn't. They said that, oh, well, he wasn't found guilty, so we just didn't think much about it. Like, I wouldn't give a darn if he was found guilty, innocent or not. That's something that's speculating rumors.
So they're investigating that now because it seems like it was brought up then, but
he didn't get found guilty.
I was like, why nothing happened to him after they
because he didn't get
up
found guilty because he said it was his brother. And they said the girl who was in the video, she was saying it wasn't her. So it pretty much, he didn't get found guilty of it.
So what's gonna happen with this girl? They need to be able to protect her and stuff like that. Yeah, you put stuff out there like that, people are not protected. People probably like R. Kelly and they're like, oh, you liar, you know, man. I can't even imagine if I was that 14-year-old girl. But like you said, they chose, you know, but now,
what are you going to do? You got to say.
It's a crazy situation. I don't know. But anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get right into our topic. Why did I get married? We have our guest on today, LaToya. Say hi.
Hi.
Awesome. So we're going to get right into it. First question is, why did you decide to get married and how old were you?
Okay, let me see how old I was. I got married and
it was that long ago?
It was a very long time ago. I think I was 24. And honestly, I got married because I did not want to live in sin. And so we got married and we didn't tell anybody. And I had a wedding in 2004, but we got married in 2001.
Wow.
Okay. So that is something that is like top secret. I don't think my mom doesn't even know.
So what would make you want to what made you get married without telling anybody?
Well, because I knew if I got married and I told my mom, because we weren't really in the position to have a wedding, like the wedding I wanted, I felt like it would disappoint her, that she would feel like she was never going to get that. And I didn't want to take any of the specialness away from her. So I didn't tell anybody, but it ended up being a complete cluster Can I curse on here? I better not do that. It ended up being a complete cluster because A, I didn't tell anybody. And I thought, oh, well, when I get married, of course I'll just get a, you know, I'll just go get another license. My preacher won't know because I went to the same church from when I was a child. And when I got ready, when we were having the wedding, we went to the courthouse and they're like, oh, you only get one. So I was like, shit. What is a preacher going to say when there's no marriage license?
A lot of time to think of all of this.
Yeah. So I got this one online that was basically like a pretty certificate, but it wasn't like anything like a real one.
Oh,
and
wow.
I made Tommy tell the preacher because I just could not do it. And I tried to go in there and like, do white out, make it, you know, erase that 2001. It was like a complete cluster. I didn't think this through at all. And then the whole time the preacher was like, you know, I need to marry you. I can't marry you without a license. And so it was just terrible. And I never told him at all. And Tommy's like, you left me to have to do all the hard work to tell him. And we were technically already married.
How long have you guys been married?
So we got, what's this, 2019? We got married in 2001. And so we've been married for 18 years. Long, hard 18
wow.
years.
Wow. 18 years. That's a long time.
That's a long time, ladies.
Especially at that age, like how yes. do you feel getting married at 24?
I should, well, you know what? We got married and I will be honest with you, by the time we got ready to have that wedding, I wanted to be like, you know, I should freaking have just said, look, let's just get divorced and not even have a damn wedding. I should have did that.
No, man.
So do you feel like getting married so young, like you lost your youth? Like, do you feel like you missed
I
out
do.
On life?
I feel like as a Black woman, we do in the Black community, we do everything fast, right? Like we have kids fast. We just like, everybody's having all these children and things are going on. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt like I needed to be doing that. Like that was my time. I need to be having children. And so I felt this inner pressure. Like if I don't do it, I'm never going to meet my husband. I'm never going to do it. And I wish I had known now that, you know what? You're going to be at the prime, honey, when you turn 40. You're going to be looking right. good. You're going to have a whole different mindset, honey. A man going to have to come with it. And I'm telling you, I would have just waited. I may not have had as many kids maybe, but I totally think, I wish I had waited. You know, I'm sorry if this is if white people are not, I just have to speak from my perspective, but I feel like white people, they just be doing stuff so late because they take their time, they enjoy, not that they don't, I don't know what their divorce rate is, but they're just not as pressured. You know, they have kids when they're like 40, you know, 35 yeah. having babies and it's all good. But we are so used to seeing people having children at, you know, I mean, I was 21 and my friends had kids like 7 and 8. So I felt like, oh my God, if I don't hurry up, I'm like never going to meet.
I definitely could agree with that. Cause like with me, my parents are like, we ain't gonna have more kids. We ain't gonna have more kids. I'm like, damn, I ain't even hit 30 yet. Give me a chance.
Right. It's just such pressure. And really, I feel like in a Black community, we need to be talking about, you know, going to college, get your career, really understand. Right. I did not even know that. I didn't realize that. By the time I turned 26, I really understood what I wanted as a woman and what I wanted from a man in a marriage. But by then, hell, I was already married. And so I wish I had waited, because then I could have come with a man, but like, what is your credit score? I need to know what kind of job. What is your 10-year? What's your 5-year plan, honey? Right. I would have been like, I would have been looking at what you're getting me for Christmas. What is, you know, I just would have, it would, my whole mindset would have been different. It would have been so different. A man would have had to come up on his level, honey, if to get me. My husband got a deal, honey. He got me at a deal. He probably was like, let me hurry up and get her ass down the aisle.
So how did you guys meet?
Well, we met in college. I was saving a parking lot because when I was in college, when you like you'd have to park your car for the whole week, or if you moved, you're not going to get a good parking spot by your campus. So my friend left to go pick up this other guy. And my, you know, my husband and his friend at the time came, and I had met his friend because I was a year, like in college, I was a freshman or sophomore. He was a freshman. So we had actually met his friend. he met my friend and he was like, oh, where's she at? Where's she at? We're going to wait here for her. And Laura, she was going to get his teammate. It was a cluster. So we're holding the parking spot. I was like, oh yeah, Jazz will be right back. And so I met him. He was a big football player. I was not into jocks. I totally did not think I would ever marry anybody who was into sports.
Right.
And he was wanting me, you know, he wanted to date me. And I was like, okay, whatever. Hold on. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so we started talking. And my friend, he would talk to her. And it's like, I want to date Toya. And I was like, whatever. And so then I remember my friend saying, you know, if he stops liking you and he starts looking into somebody else, you're going to be so sorry because he's a good guy and blah, 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 blah. And then I don't know. Sorry, that's my daughter. I was like, I'll go ahead and just, you know, give him a chance. And so then we just started kind of dating. And then I started liking him a little bit.
Aww,
yeah, but we met in a parking lot and he just was be on me all the time. And I was like, he is too big and he played football. And then, Lord, that's some of the reasons I don't like him now, because he's big and he's, you know, just a jock. And I'm like, I should have went with my first damn instinct.
So what are some ways that you guys deal with struggles that you've had? So what are some of the ways that you guys deal with struggles in your marriage?
It's terrible, and I'm not good at it. He tells me I'm bad all the time.
What, like at communication or like what?
It's definitely bad communication. For a long time, I felt like, you know, I'm speaking Spanish and he's speaking Chinese. Like, we just totally don't get it. I do think he tends to be somebody who, like, for instance, if I say I'm going to go to a gay review, right? Like a, you know, gay drag show.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with me dating another guy, me being whatever, but he doesn't agree with that lifestyle and why I would like that. So he's like upset that I even want to go to see that. And I'm like, I'm not going to bring you and make you come here because I know that you don't like that. Respect the fact that I'm okay with that. It's fine. And like, just, you know, whatever, like, let's agree to disagree. And it's what I want to do. So he would just get like so upset and be so angry with me with the fact that I want to go see that. And it's like, I just shut down and I'll not talk to him. And then he eventually gets over it. But I feel like he's a very, you know, like, he doesn't see things my way. Like, I can agree with you and we can agree to disagree. And I'm okay with that. He's not. I don't think he is. I think he's like, if you don't agree with his philosophy, it's no go. And so that's not good.
So do you feel like in situations like that, do you have to be submissive to your husband? Like,
I have in the past, but I have stopped that. And now what I do, I just don't talk to him and I do what I want to do. And I'm not saying that's right, ladies, but that's what I do.
You know, I want to ask a question. I know you said that when he feels the type of way about you going to that event, does he ever do anything that you feel like you don't like?
He does, but I really don't care. Okay. I don't care.
You feel like you got into the point where you've been married for 18 years and it's like, do whatever the hell you want to do. Like, I don't give a damn.
Right. And that's how I've been. When we were younger, he used to like to go out all the time and I didn't think he should. And he would do it, you know? And so now I think sometimes he wants to try to fix that, but I'm so over it from where he used to be like that I'm just like, you know, I used to do all that kind of stuff. If I want to go out with my friends, like, I'm going to go out. Now, I don't do it all the time just because I don't want to argue and it's just easier just to like not go. But when I want to do something, I'm just going. I don't care. Especially when I know, like, I'm just hanging out with my girlfriends, you know? Yeah. And whatever, you know, I just do it. And he knows that, I think, about me. And he just be like, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. Like, yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Would you say that marriage sustainability is based off strengths and weaknesses, or each partner should just bring their own value?
I think in probably a really, really good, strong marriage, or in a perfect world, it should be based on your strengths and weaknesses, and you should be a partnership. But, I think it's both, because it should be based on strength and weaknesses. You know, you cook, I don't cook. I feel like nowadays it should be You know, if the husband is a good cook, let him cook. If the wife is a worker, let her work. As long as the roles in the house, and there's a partnership, right?
Right. It shouldn't be no gender roles.
It shouldn't be no gender roles.
So do you believe in gender roles?
I don't, because I think that if I'm going to be made to have to clean the house, then I need to be staying home and you need to be bringing all the money in. And then I'll keep the house clean. I'll do everything perfect. But if I'm going out working and I'm doing my job as a wife, I mean, like, you know, I'm bringing in income and I'm supporting you in that way, then guess what? You can get a broom. You can get, you know, wash the dishes. You can freaking vacuum the floor and fold up some clothes.
Right.
Just as equal. And men, I think, at least black men, I think they're so backwards about that, because they want you to do everything at home and cook for them. But then they want you to work too. And it's like, no, that's you're not going to get it both ways.
Yeah.
That's not right. So if I stay home, then of course, yes, the house should be on point. All the kids' homework should be done. Everything should be perfect right at home, because that's what I do. I don't work. But when you have to do both, it's like, look, we both have to have help here, you know, because we're both out of the house, you know, whatever. And I do think that each person does bring positives, right? You have a strength and weaknesses in any relationship,
right?
And you're gonna have your own things that, you know, maybe you were spoiled as a child, you know, maybe you're the only child, maybe you're used to this, but it's about give and take. And when you're in a relationship, you have to give and take to make the relationship work, just like a friendship too. Friends are the same thing,
right?
You know, so I think you have to see it both ways. But
so,
you know, it's a perfect world.
Wait, so question. Okay, so this is kind of like a juicy question. So, okay, give me your opinion on pretty much like what people say like about marriages, like, oh, once you get married, the sex stops, and oh, like stuff like that, like some myths that come along with marriage.
Well, what my husband would probably say that. So, I think he would, and I think it's because, you know, sometimes if you do get married for the wrong reasons, or if you don't communicate well, you know, women are like, men don't care. Most men, they don't care. They can be so mad at you and they just want to screw. And they don't care. Women are not like that. When you piss us off, guess what? The box is getting ready to get closed. Yep. Or if it is open, you about to get some emotionless sex. Just do what you got to do and I got to go. And that's the difference. And I think when you're like that, and as a woman, if you do that all the time, you can feel resentment and you're just not into it, because emotionally you're just not there. And so that's why I think sometimes it changes in a lot of marriages, because people, you know, they stay in relationships too long. They, you know, they stay in a relationship too long. They don't work through those problems, you know, years and years and years. It just compound and it get worse. But there are some marriages where it's not like that, and they really are best friends, and maybe they're upset with each other, but they work it out. And, or maybe the man, you know, he knows when to give. And so he kind of lets, you know what I mean? It's like this give and take. And there are marriages where it's like that. But I think a lot of people where the marriage get old and whatever, it's because they just get so caught up in living everything and doing life, and you build resentment because maybe one person may not be holding their weight or whatever, that it just, over time, you just lose it. And it's like, you're just, you know, you're not really into that person anymore, but you're in a partnership. So you stay.
So I've heard, like, I'm not married, but I've heard, like, a lot of people who get married, they get, like, that seven-year itch. It's that seven-year itch. Like, do you agree with that? Have you guys gone through that? Or what's your opinion about that?
Yes, I do. And I think the more you have women who are independent and they don't need men, that's probably why some of them get divorced. Unless they just have strong values and say, you know, I'm going to commit to my marriage and I'm not going to do that. But I think a lot of women are independent. They're making their own money. Maybe they've got men who don't even work. So they're just like, I don't even need this nigga. I'm out, you know? But a lot of women who, if the man is the breadwinner, because I have friends like that right now, and their husbands are the breadwinners, and they're freaking miserable. Like, they can't leave because they need the money. The husband own it all. Yeah. So then they're stuck. And maybe sometimes if you stay stuck long enough, maybe you'll work it out, or you get to where you'd be like, hell, we'll just, you know, I'll just figure it out and we'll work it out, you know? And they stay in their marriages. Or you have people who've been married for 60 years and they're miserable. But by the time you get 60 years old, you're just like, hell, all right.
You made a really good point with that. And that brings us into the last question. How's the money spent in the household? Is there two accounts, or you guys do one account?
We have one account, and I have my little separate bill account. But most of our money comes in into like a main account where we pay the bills.
Yeah, I can ever do that.
But I have, I
feel like I can never do it.
I have a side account and I try not to mess with that account. But we do have main one where the bills are paid out of that.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, both of our accounts. But not everybody's like that. Some people do. I have friends who their husbands, they have separate accounts and they pay the bills, or one person pay one set of bills and the other one pay the other bills, and they don't have mixed, you know, the same account. But we've always had the same account.
Okay. So if you could give advice to anyone that's wanting to be married or that's married right now and struggling, what advice would you give?
If you're married and you're struggling, really take a look. Probably get some therapy and find out, you know, what's the problem? What's at the root of the problem? And if you're willing to work it out and fix it, you know, and do it early, because after a while, I think when one person's done, it's like, it's hard to go back. It's hard to put the genie back in a bottle, if you will. But, if before you get married, make sure you get married for the right reasons. Don't get married just because you want to have children. Don't get married just because you've been with a person for 5 years and like, well, we've been together for 5 years, but it's really not good. But I'm just going to stay with this person for 5 years. Like, I've invested 5 years. Like, fuck that. You don't want to waste 25 years being miserable with that person. Because once you get married, I assure you, it is not very easy to get out of a relationship, you know, to get out of that marriage. Just like if you were with, think about if you have friends who've been with a guy and they're not married, but y'all living, they living together.
Right. Yeah.
It's so hard for me. It's so hard, right? Because you get so entangled.
Yeah.
It's worse when you get married. So you should not do it. And it's worse. And you should really evaluate about that person. Like, I think sometimes when you get married young and you have all of these hopes, oh, he's young. So that's why he wants to go out all the time. Because he's just young and it's in his system. Oh, he doesn't go to church, or he's not, you know, he doesn't have values, or he cheated on me, but that's because of this, and he's going to grow out of that. I have hope that he's going to change. No, no, no. He's not going to change. And if you get married, it's just going to make it worse. So don't marry somebody based on what you hope they will become. You need to have that person. You need to see those values. You need to see what that person is about before you get married. If you see bad behaviors or bad things about that person, then it's not going to go. You're going to be married, and guess what? It's going to still be there. And you're like, damn, LaToya said that.
Well, no, wait. So if you were 24 again right now, what would you have done differently?
I would not have gotten married. I would not have gotten married. I would not have gotten married a secret. And I would have, when we had problems, we either would have got it, we would have worked it out, or we just would not have got it. I just would not have done it. I would not have suppressed it. I would not have said, oh, well, because I remember thinking at one point, like, oh, well, I could always just get divorced. If we get married, just get divorced. I swear I had that thought. I was like, well, I don't, you know, my mom's paid for this wedding. We've done all this stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to go through with it. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, we can just get divorced. And it's not that easy. And I would not have, if I felt like that, I would have been like, nope, not going to do it. Now, when I got married to him in secret, I was like, all like, oh, we're going to be together. And like, you know, I want to hunch and live with him and all this stuff. And I wasn't thinking like that. But if I had reservations, I should have, you know, addressed those issues first. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't get them fixed, we should not have gotten married. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't do that. I ignored it. And I just was hoping it would get better. And I should not have, here, go. I should not have, you know, I shouldn't have done it. Or I should have been like, we need to go to counseling and be serious about it. And right. I think a lot of times, you know, you're young and, you know, I just didn't want to argue, and I would just shut down and be like, okay, suppress it, Toya, suppress it, and just not argue. Or he'd argue, who is loudest, you know, is the person who wins the argument. So he gets loud, he gets angry, he gets aggressive, and I just kind of shut down. And I should not have done that. But, you know, that's what happens when you get married too young and you haven't really grown into you, who you are as a person, as a woman, first. You know, right. You let a man and he just can just, you know, he says stuff and you're just like, whatever. And our parents teach us, you know, be submissive.
Right.
And you have all these feelings inside. You don't share it. You're embarrassed. Right. And you know, it's just, you know, it's just, that's why you should just wait. It's like, yeah, you know, just wait, enjoy your life, go date, don't have sex. That is another one. Don't have sex too early, because right, when you start having sex, guess what? Now you're thinking you're in love and you really ain't. And right, you know, now I gotta get married, and it's like, oh god, if you had just not had, if you just had not done that, you know what I mean, you just, yeah, would have been thinking so much clearer,
right?
And you would not have done that, you know.
Right. Exactly. So, that's true. Yeah, those are some very good points. We really love that you came on our episode today. It's, yes, been awesome having, awesome, you. We appreciate all your feedback, so thank you so much for joining us. And absolutely, that's gonna be it, and we're gonna wrap it up, you guys.
All right,
the chat room. Bye.
All right, bye.